Appendix: Immigrants in Newfoundland and Labrador. Immigration has been a key part of Newfoundland and Labrador identity throughout history. Immigration in the province today comprises of permanent residents, immigrants, who usually come to the province through three main categories: family, economic, and humanitarian class immigrants. Family class immigrants usually move to the province to join a partner, spouse, or other family who have already been living and working here, whereas economic class immigrants come to the province for employment purposes. Immigration in Newfoundland and Labrador. Immigration class, 2012. Economic class total includes skilled workers, provincial nominees, other economic immigrants, 526. Family class total includes spouses, partners, children, parents, grandparents, and others, 116. Protected persons, humanitarian, and compassionate cases total includes refugees, 109. Grand total, 751 persons. The economic class program is comprised of the federal skilled workers, business immigrants, the Canadian experience class, live-in caregivers, as well as the provincial nominee program. The majority of immigrants that arrive in the province come through the provincial nominee program, the federal skilled workers program, or they come through the Canadian experience class. The Newfoundland and Labrador provincial nominee program, NLPNP, allows the province to nominate individuals for permanent residency. The NLPNP contributes to the economic growth of the province. The NLPNP provides a fast-tracked immigration process and individual counseling with a provincial nominee specialist. Nominees may be issued a work permit to allow them to come to Newfoundland and Labrador while their immigration application is in progress. An immigrant with a permanent resident status enjoys most of the rights and responsibilities of Canadian citizens, with the exception of the right to vote, the right to hold a public office, or to have a Canadian passport. Immigrants make similar contributions to the tax system as citizens. Humanitarian arrivals comprise of two groups of newcomers. These are refugees who are resettled to Canada as part of a federal government agreement and are resettled from refugee camps around the world, and individuals who are recognized as refugees after seeking protection from within Canada. Geographic distribution of immigrants in Newfoundland and Labrador, 2012. St. John's, 54%. St. John's, CMA, excluding St. John's, north to Pooch Cove, south to Whitless Bay, and west to Conception Bay South, 5%. Rest of Avalon, 2%. Eastern, 3%. Central, 7%. West, 7%. Labrador, 14%. CMA or CA, not stated, 8%. Temporary foreign workers, skilled labor. The Temporary Foreign Worker Program, TFWP, enables employers to hire foreign workers on a temporary basis to fit immediate skills and labor shortages when Canadian citizens and permanent residents are not available to do the job. In order for a temporary foreign worker to come to work in a province, an employer must first apply for a labor market opinion, LMO, in which it must express and demonstrate that it has unsuccessfully attempted to hire local staff. At the outset of the program, temporary foreign workers, TFWs, initially come from the higher skilled technical backgrounds that fall in the National Occupation Classification, NOC, O, A, and B, such as engineers, medical doctors, and other technical and specialized occupations. In the recent years, there has been increasing demand on other TFWs programs, which are NOC-C and NOC-D classifications, and includes cooks, cleaners, food counter attendants, live-in caregivers, and other occupations which require relatively brief skills training. Relevance of immigration to population growth. Immigration is important for a number of reasons. Firstly, immigrants bring valuable and important skills and experience, as well as innovation to the communities in which they settle. In a 2005 study conducted by Memorial University, 97% of over 400 employers across Newfoundland and Labrador who hired newcomers reported a positive experience. Testaments to innovative ideas are the numerous immigrant established businesses. For example, the Rodriguez Winery, established by an immigrant to the province, has been in operation since 1993 as the only certified winery in Canada that makes kosher and sulfite-free wine. Blue Drop Performance Learning is another local startup by an entrepreneur who immigrated to Newfoundland and Labrador with his family. The business is based in St. John's and employs 40 staff in the city with offices across Canada. Blue Drop has secured e-learning contracts with the U.S., U.K., and Australian governments, as well as numerous other employers around the world. Among immigrant economic contributions are also the significant expenses associated with initial establishment and settlement in a community, all of which are important for local economic growth, i.e. renting or buying a home, a car, furniture, etc. In addition, indirect services associated with immigrant settlement are also important to note, particularly as they relate to local economic development. For example, local businesses established in urban centers in Newfoundland and Labrador cater to the needs of local residents and immigrants, adding to the available goods and services. Example, restaurants with various cuisines, deli stores selling international foods and spices, cosmetic stores with particular products, etc. Considering the median age in the province is 44, immigrants also have the potential of moderating that increase. 87% of permanent residents who moved to Newfoundland and Labrador in 2012 were under 45 years old, 25 to 44. One of the most important contributions of immigration is that of cultural enrichment. It is a globalized world. Employers are increasingly dependent on the knowledge and awareness of cultural differences, of local laws and customs that would facilitate export trade and investment. Youth today travel more than previous generations, learning about cultures, immersing themselves in different languages, experiencing different cuisines, music, and the arts. Having more culturally diverse communities in Newfoundland and Labrador will ensure that our children become aware of the richness of thought, ideas, customs, and traditions in the world around them. Immigration in Newfoundland and Labrador spans hundreds of years. It has enriched the cultural fabric of our province and has brought significant positive differences to our economy and society. The contributions immigrants make to our communities are substantial and key to growth in our province. There are two streams of newcomers who come to Newfoundland and Labrador. They are permanent and temporary residents. Temporary residents can be international students or visitors to the province. Some temporary residents can transition into permanent residents through the Provincial Nominee Program, the Federal Skilled Worker Class Program, and the Canadian Experience Class. Permanent residents are those individuals who come to live in the province from another country. These individuals can come as refugees, as economic class immigrants, as well as members of the Family Class Program. Refugees who come to Newfoundland and Labrador are either privately sponsored or government assisted. Some refugees land in the province directly. In the economic class category, newcomers can fall into five subcategories. They are either business immigrants who are self-employed, investors or entrepreneurs. They can also be live-in caregivers. They can be newcomers recruited through the Federal Skilled Workers Program. They may belong to the Canadian Experience Class, or they may be recruited through the Provincial Nominee Program, which allows highly skilled and educated individuals from around the world to migrate to Newfoundland and Labrador. A newcomer moving to the province or an international student who has studied in the province for a number of years can transition into permanent residence through three different streams in the Provincial Nominee Program. The Provincial Nominee Program, Skilled Workers category, the Immigrant Entrepreneur category, or the International Graduate category. Definitions. Birth rate. The number of children born per 1,000 inhabitants. Expatriate. A person who has moved away from their province. Family-friendly policies. Public policies that improve the lives of residents and their families. These policies may include assistance to families through employment supports, efforts to foster welcoming, vibrant, and innovative communities, actions to promote child development, measures to encourage gender equity and diversity in the workplace, supports to the family unit throughout the life course. Fertility rate. The average number of children a woman is expected to have during the childbearing years, generally accepted as 15 to 49 years. A fertility rate of 2.1 ensures that the number of children born will be higher than the number of deaths. Immigrant, a person who resides in Canada but was born outside of Canada, excludes temporary foreign workers, Canadian citizens born outside Canada, and those with student or working visas. Labor productivity, the amount of goods produced by a single worker in a given amount of time. Mean age, the sum of ages of all persons divided by the total number of persons, also known as average age. Median age, the age at which the two halves of the population are either older or younger. Natural increase, the balance between the number of births and deaths. If there are more births than deaths, there is a positive natural increase, whereas if a population has more deaths than births, there is a negative natural increase. Temporary foreign worker. A foreign worker who is contracted to work for a given employer in a given position for a temporary set period of time. Acronyms. PPGS, Provincial Population Growth Strategy. SLID, Survey of Labor and Income Dynamics. TFWs, Temporary Foreign Workers. LMO, Labor Market Opinion. NLP/PNP, Newfoundland Labrador Provincial Nominee Program. MCP, Medical Care Plan. CMA, Census Metropolitan Area. Footnotes. 1. These findings are based on a provincial nominee program retention rate evaluation conducted by Citizenship and Immigration Canada for 2000-2008. 2. Atlantic Canada Opportunities Agency, Rural Youth Study, Phase 2, Rural Youth Migration, Exploring the Reality Behind the Myths, Malatest R. and Associates, 2002. 3. Statistics Canada, Rural Youth, Stayers, Leavers, and Return Migrants, Richard Dupuy, Francine Mayer, and Renee Morissette, 2000. 4. IBID. 5. Conference Board of Canada, Provincial Outlook 2013, Long-Term Economic Forecast, Economic Performance and Trends, 2013. 6. The Statistics Canada definition of immigrant is as follows. Persons residing in Canada who were born outside of Canada, excluding temporary foreign workers, Canadian citizens born outside Canada, and those with student or working visas. 7. Statistics Canada, Education Indicators in Canada, an International Perspective, page 68, 2012. 8. Department of Foreign Affairs and International Trade, Economic Impact of International Education in Canada, Final Report, Rosalind Coonan and Associates, July 2009. 9. Prior to this change, TFWs could receive up to 15% less in wages than the local workers. 10. Chami, Joseph, The Choice, More Immigrants or Fewer Residents, Yale Global Online, 4th of March, 2013. 11. Family-friendly policies represent those public policies that improve the lives of residents and their families. These policies may include assistance to families through employment supports, efforts to foster welcoming, vibrant, and innovative communities, actions to support child development, measures to encourage gender equity and diversity in the workplace, and supports to the family unit throughout the life course. 12. United Nations Population Division, World Population Prospects, 2010. 13. Der Spiegel, Study Shows Germany Wasting Billions on Failed Family Policy, March 2013. 14. German Federal Institute for Demographic Research, Report on Germany's Birth Rate, December 2012. 15. Iceland and Ireland lead with marginally higher rates. 16. Lotz, Wolfgang, and Vigard, Skirbeck, Policies Affecting the Tempo Effect in Low Fertility Countries, Population and Development Review. 31.4, December 2005, pages 703 to 723. 17. McDonald P. Sustaining Fertility Through Public Policy. The Range of Options. Population 57.3. 2002. Pages 417 to 446. 18. Lutz and Skirbeck. 2005. 19. Drolet. 2002. 20. Bourgeot, Roderick, and Don Kerr, Emerging Youth Transition Patterns in Canada, Investing in Youth, Evidence from Policy, Practice, and Research. Policy Research Initiative, Ottawa. 21. Statistics Canada, Population 15 years and over by hours spent looking after children, without pay, by sex, by province and territory, 2006 census. 22. McDonald P., Sustaining Fertility Through Public Policy, The Range of Options, pages 424 to 425. 23. IBID. 24. Locke, Wade, and Scott Lynch, A Survey of the Attitudes of Employers in Newfoundland and Labrador Toward the Recruitment and Employment of New Canadians and International Workers, Harris Center, Memorial University, 2005. 25. Office of Immigration and Multiculturalism. 26. Includes Newfoundlanders and Labradorians who have returned to the province. Please email populationgrowth@gov.nl.ca if you need this document in an alternate format. Government of Newfoundland and Labrador Provincial Population Growth Strategy, Executive Council, P.O. Box 8700, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1B 4J6. www.gov.nl.ca/population-growth.